You are listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast.
The other day, I heard my kids complaining about all the restrictions of the 9 days and Tisha B'Av every year just because the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed 2,000 years ago. I told them something I had read recently from Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky, which I think really sums up best what we're mourning for. He writes as follows. A few years ago, I attended the wedding of a wonderful bacher, a budding Talmud Chacham, talented in many areas, handsome and full of personality. His father, Ad Lo Aleinu, passed away a few years back, but the family had continued on resolutely and flourished. The Mechutanim were very prominent people, and the Ruach at the wedding was heavenly. After the Badekin, the spirited crowd danced the regal chassan back to his room, and I walked in to help him with some last-minute items. As soon as the door closed, the chassan put his arms around me, crumpled and sobbed uncontrollably. I understood. The event was magnificent, but someone was missing, and that meant that everything was missing. Yes, Rabbi Isai, it's true that we have Eretz Yisrael, and we may even have health, parnasa, and nachas. But as we look around, a great void fills our hearts. The surrounding blessings throw into stark relief the pain and emptiness that we feel inside. And we say to ourselves, what's the point of it all? Hashem is not here, nor do we feel His presence. And that is what the mourning on Tisha B'Av is really about. I'd like to tie this thought in with our struggle as well. If we've fallen and sinned or looked at things we shouldn't, what are the feelings that we should feel afterwards? We usually feel remorse, we feel sad, but why? It's very important to channel these feelings properly. It's not because we're losers or because Hashem now is going to punish us in Gehenim. That's not what it's all about. The mourning over our personal sins should come from the fact that we've caused a separation between us and our loving Father in Heaven. We've placed a wall in between the greatest love imaginable. We've left Him yet again, and we've caused Him to leave us. And at the end of the day, all the blessings in the world that we may have in our lives are really meaningless if He's not with us and we're not with Him. May we all merit to bring Hashem back into our lives and have Him take us back into His palace with the coming of the Mashiach. B'mheirah v'yameinu amen.
Thank you for listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Pass them on to your friends and help spread Kedusha in the world.